Well, good morning. This is Donnie Sunshine again. Thanks for coming back to my podcast. It's been a little while. I wasn't sure if I was going to continue doing this, you know. But here I am on this Tuesday morning with jackhammers going outside. All this work being done around me. I need to do some work on myself, so here I am. This is a meditation on gratitude and joy. And in the picture here, there's some sunlight coming through some trees. It looks like very tranquil landscape scene, serene. All right, so let yourself sit quietly and at ease. Allow your body to be relaxed and open your breath natural. Your heart easy. Begin the practice of gratitude by feeling how year after year you have cared for your own life. Now let yourself begin to acknowledge all that has supported you in this care. With gratitude, I remember the people, animals, plants, insects, creatures of the sky and sea, air and water, fire and earth, all whose joyful exertion blesses my life every day. I don't know. I mean, blesses my life like the... First of all, I don't believe in God, even though I'm Italian, Roman Catholic, I'm supposed to, but I don't. I've seen too much shit to believe in God. So, blesses my life. Okay, well, let's just forget about God then and just think about the plants and the animals and the people. The insects? I'm grateful for the spiders that bite my ass. Grateful for the mosquitoes that sting my shoulders and arms and back. Grateful for the ants that, the fire ants. If you ever been around a pile of fire ants, you ain't grateful. Okay, but I get the idea. The creatures on Earth, we are one of those creatures, Homo sapiens. Now, we can appreciate all that's come before us with people and animals and plants and the creatures around us, the air and the water. I mean, we don't even have enough clean water or clean air. Bottle everything, we got to purify the air just to breathe sometimes. All the smog, all the smoke, all the pollution. It's enough to get you down. It's enough to make you say, I'm not grateful for all this shit, right? But we're trying to be grateful today, so let's keep going. With gratitude, I remember the care and labor of 1,000 generations of elders and ancestors who came before me. I remember the care and labor. All right, so this is, okay, I'll tell you a story. Sicily, 1915. Both my mom and my pop's family came from Sicily, and it was probably 1915 or so they got on their boats. It's a weird story. These families were on the same boat but didn't know each other, and then their son and their daughter didn't meet, right? Had their children, and then the grandchildren of the people on those boats is my mom and my pops. They were on the same boat, the same freaking boat from Sicily to New York City. Can you believe that? So yeah, okay. 1,000 generations of elders and ancestors who came before me and the care and the labor. Yeah, they worked their ass off, I know that. It was a depression. They were broke. My grandparents came along. You know, my pops comes and my mom comes and they get married and now we got us. Okay. I offer my gratitude for the blessing of this earth I have been given. You know, I gotta see more national parks. I've been seeing these documentary videos, these PBS videos where they're going into the national parks and they got like the bison, they got the buffalo, they got the deer, they got the wolves. I love watching those videos and all the birds that live in these parks. I mean, if you live in a city and you're around concrete a lot, it's hard to remember how beautiful the earth is. But if you just get out of the city for a little while, you realize it. I offer my gratitude for the measure of health I've been given. Okay, so I know I'm lucky I'm not dead. I know I'm lucky to have avoided being killed or being wounded. Maybe 3-4 moments where I could have been shot. And I was lucky to avoid that, so there's that. And then there's just the fact that, like, even though I don't eat that well, I'm still young. I'm only 38, so, you know, I've been lucky so far. Knock on wood. I don't even know if that's wood, though. Hold on a minute. I got this little thumb piano that I play that I ordered. It's kind of funny. Listen. And then there's wood that makes the sound. So I knocked on that wood for good luck. Okay. Where were we? Measure of health. Yeah. So I'm pretty healthy, you know. But you've been hearing how the stress of this life has been eating me up. So I'm going to have a heart attack. I guarantee you by the time I'm 55 if I don't get out of this. If I don't leave this neighborhood and leave my family business, if I don't get out and create my own life, I guarantee you heart attack by 50, right? I got 12 years. I got to get out now. So yeah, been lucky that I haven't been shot. Been lucky that I got pretty good genes in terms of longevity. Grandparents lived to be in the late 80s, most of them. One of them died early of a heart attack. The other three lived. Well, one got lung cancer, died in her 70s. One died of a heart attack in his late 60s, and the other two lived to their 80s, so that's pretty good. I offer my gratitude for the family and friends I have been given. How am I going to do that, right? I've been telling you about my family. They don't see me as family. They see me as part of this business, especially my dad. So he sees me as part of this business. I'm grateful that I've been thrown into this thing I never asked for. Dangerous as hell, illegal sometimes, violent, traumatizing, all this shit. I'm grateful? I'm grateful for this situation? For this man? No. My mom? Yes. The friends I made? Of course. Not everybody. Not grateful for him. I offer my gratitude for the community I've been given. Again, this community made... I didn't have a choice in this community. This community found me. I mean... There are people in the community, in the neighborhood, and that I remember from high school and friends and stuff. Yeah, I mean, I'm grateful for that community, but so much of this community has been thrust on me. I haven't chosen this community, you know what I mean? So I got to develop a community around me that I choose. Okay. I offer my gratitude for the teachings and lessons I've been given. Yeah, you know, I had a teacher at the end of high school. He could see where I was headed. He knew about my family. I don't know how he knew, but he knew. I guess my reputation by the time I was 16 was pretty obvious. I was a tough guy. I wore my chain. You can tell, unfortunately. And word gets around. I'm going to be one of them. And so I had this teacher when I was 18. He knew I was headed in that direction. He kept me after school for a few weeks, just for like 30 minutes or so after the end of the school day. And he gave me some books to read. And he listened to me, and I think he was hoping he could steer me away from this life, but, you know, he didn't know there was no way. He didn't know if I was going to live here, there was no way. I think he wanted me to leave, but what was he going to give me, $5,000? Set me up with a job somewhere? I mean, come on. I'm grateful for him. I mean, without Mr. Tolman, maybe this idea of trying to help myself now and extricate myself from this situation. Maybe it's not possible without him. You know, he helped plant that seed when I was 17, 18. So yeah, okay. Yeah, I offer my gratitude for Mr. Tolman and how he tried to help me then, at the end of high school. On the other hand, the assistant principal who was in charge of discipline in my high school, fuck him. I don't offer him any gratitude. He could have helped me. Instead, he just rubbed that shit right in my face every time he had the chance. And you know, you're 17, you're a little bit of a punk, you come from a tough guy family, you know, what do you expect? If I could do it over again, I'd be different with that guy. What was his name? I try to block it out. Harmon. With Mr. Harmon, I would be different with him. If I could do it over again, I wouldn't have got off on the wrong foot freshman year in high school. I wouldn't have acted like such a tough guy, wise guy when I was in his office. I would have offered some contrition. I would have been honest. Actually, you know what? I never lied to him. I was pretty honest. I just, I didn't say much, you know. Code of silence kind of thing. You go in the principal's office, code of silence. You know, you got to keep shit away from your parents. Of course, my dad wasn't going to give a shit anyway. He was like, go get in trouble at school. I don't care. This is not your life. You're not going to college. Go get in trouble at school. Be who you want to be. My dad was always such a tough guy. So he didn't give a shit. My mom wanted me to be a good student, wanted me to have a chance to go to college, but, you know, she couldn't really say that openly. Anyway, Mr. Harmon was an asshole, but I made it worse from the beginning, so Mr. Harmon, you know, that's not all on you. Mr. Tolman, gratitude, respect for you. You did go that extra, maybe not a mile, maybe you went like, I don't know, extra 200 yards, 300 yards for me. So I'll take that. You know, that wasn't expected. When you lent me those books, and I remember Catcher in the Rye, actually, I was supposed to read it like sophomore year, but, you know, I was in the remedial class. You gave it to me, 12th grade, and I remember Catcher in the Rye, and I remember thinking, this Caulfield fella, I get it. I get it. Everyone around you seems like they're in on something that you're not in on, you know, and they seem dishonest. They seem disloyal. And that's how I grew up with my family. That's how we grew up. We viewed everyone with suspicion. So Holden Caulfield made a lot of sense to me. I should read that again, Catcher in the Rye. I offer my gratitude for the life I have been given. I want to say yes, but I don't know. I mean, like I said, I got to create that life. That life, I'm stuck in this paralysis right now. I guess I offer my gratitude for the hope that I can create the life that I need. Instead of I offer my gratitude for the life I have been given. The life I've been given been full of trap doors, been full of dead ends, been full of orders, been full of danger and violence and threats. That's not the life that I'm grateful for. You're supposed to breathe. Just as we're grateful for our blessings, we can be grateful for the blessings of others. Now shift your practice to the cultivation of joy. Continue to breathe gently. Bring to mind someone you care about, someone it's easy to rejoice for. Picture them and feel the natural joy you have for their well-being, happiness, and success. With each breath, offer them your grateful, heartfelt wishes. I guess I'm going back to Louise, my ex-wife. Been divorced for 6-8 months now. Louise, I bring you to my mind. Picture you cleaning up the kitchen in your new apartment. Everything's spick and span. You keep things clean. I picture you just made a nice dinner for yourself and you're enjoying your apartment. Picturing you think about me. I'm picturing you imagining me. And you're about to go sit down on the couch, probably watch a movie, Netflix or a Hulu or something. I wish you well-being. I wish you happiness. Luis, I wish you success. And I wish you possibility of forgiveness to join me for dinner one day. I don't know, 3-4 months from now, maybe a year. After our divorce, we can celebrate a year with a dinner or something. You know, we've been divorced for a year. Hey, let's go drink some wine and eat some pasta. Maybe a cup of cannolis, a cup of coffee. And we got to have that tiramisu at the end. Can't forget the tiramisu. All right, I'm getting off track. With each breath, offer Luis or offer them your grateful, heartfelt wishes. Okay, Luis. May you be joyful. May your happiness increase. May you not be separated from great happiness. May your good fortune and the causes for your joy and happiness increase. I know in Louise's dream she's thinking of a baby. And I know she's on the search for a man to be a father for that baby. And, you know, I wish I was that man and I hope I could be that man. Louise, don't be in too much of a rush, you know? Don't be in too much of a rush, Louise. Because maybe I'll be that man. Maybe we'll be that couple and maybe we'll have that baby someday. I'm not trying to get ahead of myself. Louise, may you be joyful. May happiness increase. May you not be separated from great happiness. That's a weird one to me. Separated from it, like on the other side of a wall from the happiness. May your good fortune and the causes for your joy and happiness increase. sense the sympathetic joy and caring in each phrase, when you feel some degree of natural gratitude for the happiness of this loved one, extend this practice to another person you care about. Recite the same simple phrase to express your heart's intention. I don't have time today. Luis is the one I'm going to think about today. Maybe in another meditation, I can extend it out to other people, 2, 3, 4 people, but today not the time. Then gradually open the meditation to other loved ones and benefactors, and after the joy for them grows strong, turn back to include yourself. That's a good point, right? Don't just let your joy and gratitude go out to others. Bring it back home to yourself. Let the feelings of joy more fully fill your body and mind. Continue repeating the intentions of joy over and over through whatever resistances and difficulties arise until you feel stabilized in joy. Ooh, have I ever felt stabilized in joy? Damn, joy is always fleeting. Joy is always coming and going. For just a moment, I can hold joy for like maybe 2 minutes. Stabilized in joy. Can't remember being stabilized in joy. Next, begin to systematically include the categories of neutral people and difficult people and even enemies till you extend sympathetic joy to all beings everywhere, young and old, near and far. Wow. Bring everyone in. It's a big ask, you know. This is a big ask from Jack Kornfield, Meditation on Gratitude and Joy from his book, The Wise Heart. Jack Kornfield thinks, I can bring it out to everybody. I don't think so, Jack. Hard enough time bringing it to Louise today and then back to myself. One step at a time, Jack. But I get the idea. It's like circles, trying to extend your circle. Make it bigger each time. Wider. Include more people each time. That makes sense. Logically, Jack, that makes sense. Practically speaking, I'm not there. Practice dwelling in joy until the deliberate effort of practice drops away and the intentions of joy blend into the natural joy of your own wise heart. All right, that was jackkornfield.com. That was from The Wise Heart, Jack Kornfield's Meditation on Gratitude and Joy, on his site if you want to take a look at it. All right, thanks for joining me today. Donnie Sunshine, I'm out.